Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 11 clash with the Bengals.
A division team, again, you faced Cleveland, you know, a couple times in it. Is it, on a short week, is it easier to go against a defense that you are familiar with, that you kind of, you know, have a feeling about?
Depends, you know, if they run the same defenses and stuff like that, it might be, you know, but if they try to change it up, we might have to get a feel for the game, you know, at the beginning of the game. Might not know how it starts off, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm glad we're going to, you know, have these games going back to back, you know, after what happened Sunday.
Lamar, it seems like this, you know, Ravens-Bengals rivalry has kind of intensified in recent years, and you guys played a lot of big games against each other. Do you see it that way? And then, you know, why has this rivalry just kind of grown in the last few years?
I haven't seen it that way, but you can say that, Garrett, because like you said, you know, the game's been going both ways last few years. But you know, guys just a lot hungrier, you know, on both teams. Guys want to win, but I don't believe nobody want to win more than we do. I'll say that.
Lamar, the quarterback who is elusive and can get out of trouble. How tough of a balance is it between maybe holding the ball a little longer to try to make a play or just throwing it away to try to kind of just live to fight another day? Is that kind of a tough decision that you face every week?
It's only a tough decision if I have to wait for the route to develop, you know, to see if something's going to happen. But if it's short intermediate routes and stuff like that, it won't be hard. You know, decision-making will be easier.
Lamar, you've come up with various interesting descriptions to capture guys, various guys' speed over the years. Keaton Mitchell, what's the description on his speed?
I can't tell you. I can't call it. It's, I mean, you got to see it. Like, every time he touched the ball, it's like one carry. He's right here in front of me. Next thing you know, he's in the end zone, and I'm celebrating him. You know, I'm ecstatic. But I don't know. I'll probably have something for you later on down the line.
Hey, Lamar, all three losses this year, you guys did have the lead in that fourth quarter. When you watch and kind of self-analyze yourself, is there something that you would like to maybe improve on in the fourth quarters?
Finishing the game. When we got the ball, have control of the time, have control of the ball, keep being first downs until the clock says zero and we up with the win. Improve at that.
Lamar, what can you do to improve on hitting these guys on the nine routes?
Hit them. It's right there. I'm pissed off about it, to be honest with you. I don't watch the game, and it's like it might be a difference in the game if we connect with that one, you know. But gotta can't dwell on it, you know. Hopefully this Thursday we catch them when we want them. You know, we have success with the deep ball. We connect, have chemistry there. But I believe it's there. You know, in practice, we do it all the time. You know, those guys catch the ball down the field, 40 yards, 50 yards down the field. We just got to need it. We needed to transition over to the games. That's all.
Lamar, obviously, you trust all your guys that are on the offensive line. But when you're in a situation like you were Sunday, where you've got multiple backup linemen out there, how does that affect you and how you're approaching those plays in those moments?
I mean, bullets flying, so I'm trying to make something out of whatever play we got called. You know, I'm not really dwelling on what's going on with the line, you know, because I believe any guy step in, you know, they ready to go. We have the offensive linemen to do it. We just need to have success with it. That's all.
Mark, do you pay attention at all when you see the opposing injury report? You see some defensive starters out. Does that factor into your thought process at all?
Not really, because guys went down for Cleveland, you know, and they still end up winning the game. So I really don't pay attention to the injury report because it don't help us. It don't benefit us at all.
Mark, do you like playing at night? And does that get you amped up at all when you
I like playing at night, daytime. I played in the morning, I say, in London. It didn't really count in London, but over here it did, you know. So it really don't matter. You know, I love the game. I play whenever. When you're in M&T Bank Stadium at nighttime with our crowd, it's electrifying. So I'm definitely pumped to be in that atmosphere.
What do you think of the all black uniforms that you guys will go with?
Sexy. That's a sexy color. I like the color.
Lamar, everybody's talking in Cincinnati about how it's a must-win game for them. They're 0-2 in the division, 5-4. Do you view it as similar terms for you guys, given what happened the last time?
Jeff, every game for us is a must. It's a must win for us, you know. Not just because it's in a division game, but we definitely, I believe our team is definitely a lot hungrier just from what happened Sunday in a division loss in a close game. We definitely hungry as well. So. Sure.